My colleague, the Reverend David Brumbaugh, has retired from the ministry, but about 20 years ago, while still serving as a minister at a church in New Jersey, he gave a sermon entitled Encountering the Sacred, and this was one of the stories he told in that sermon. David wrote, "Every morning after I have showered and as I am dressing, my little black dog, Bart, stands patiently in the hall outside my bedroom, waiting for me to finish. Eventually, I emerge and we go downstairs, where he jumps into a chair and extends his neck eagerly for me to attach his leash and head out for our daily walk. I should tell you that in wet weather, he refuses to leave the yard. He doesn't like getting his feet wet. But most mornings, we walk together up the street. Many mornings, this is just routine, just a habit, a thing we do to get my day off and his off to the right start. But every now and then, something happens, and my view of the world shifts, and the ordinary and the obvious and the unremarkable become extraordinary and arcane and amazing. Sometimes the shift is occasioned by so simple a thing as the sprouting of grass seed where my neighbor has stripped his lawn and graded it. Sometimes it's the sight of golden brown slugs busily cleaning organic matter from the surface of the road. Sometimes it is the wild beauty of a deer appearing unexpectedly in a clearing. This past week, as we tramped up the road, it was a small gray bird pacing back and forth at the foot of a tree. It was a mourning dove on some kind of extended watch. Back and forth he paced, keeping a wary eye on us as we approached. At last we came too near, and he flew up onto a low branch and waited until we had passed. When I looked back, he had returned to his pacing, back and forth beneath the tree. And abruptly the world shifted, and I knew, without any doubt, what was going on in his small mind. He was keeping watch as his mate, somewhere nearby, was sitting the nest, incubating their future. Suddenly, for a moment, I entered his world, saw it from his perspective, saw it as a shared adventure, understood the imperatives of his existence, and that they were not very different from my own. I found myself wrenched out of my ordinary reality and set down in a world in which everything is alive, in which unspoken purpose and meaning run through the entire community of living things, in which ordinary world becomes sacred and precious beyond words. It was a small moment, but it stays with me, changing the way I see the world, making every part of that world personal and vividly alive and real and accessible.